tonight on Kitchen Counter.
Oh, I have to pee. Why didn't you say something before you did this?
Because I already peed.
But that's rude.
I figured when I went inside...
You thought I had an infinite bladder?
No, I thought maybe you'd once again just go in the yard like you do.
I don't do that. I've never peed in your yard. I've peed in the gazebo in a cup and then thrown it into the yard. That's what I've done.
And somehow that's pee in the yard.
No, it's not. This isn't the yard. That's the yard.
But
this is the porch.
The pee hits the yard. It's pee in the yard.
I've thrown my pee in the yard. Guilty as charged.
So is my dead father. So I guess we're all on the same page.
What?
When they pulled up to go to the hospital and he just walked to the side of the house next to the neighbors.
I wasn't there for that.
I would hope not. That'd be really weird if you were just sitting there while you peed.
This one time when I went camping with my dad, he brought the porta potty and a whole setup with tarps. Like I needed that. But I didn't need that because I'd already been living in the woods for like months.
There's not many people who just live in the woods.
But I was like, when that's I lived really in considerate. The woods,
we had an outhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And it was out of the house. Except there wasn't a house. There was a little cabin with no electricity.
I know about outhouses, too.
Yeah? They're gross. They used to terrify me every time that I would have to go and take a crap that there would be a spider.
Sure. Yeah. Well, yeah. Something hanging out underneath that lip mm-hmm. that's ready just to bite your butthole.
That weird wood lip.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck outhouses. Modern toiletry is rad.
Yeah, I don't want that part of the world to end, but the apocalypse might lead it to be that way. I'm hoping not, that we have structurally integrated
systems. Well, if it does, I guess we're both like veterans, so we know how to do it.
Yeah, you just dig a hole about 10 inches deep.
Yeah, no, we went camping, I remember.
No, I'm just telling the listeners that if you're going to poop in the woods, not everybody knows how to shit in the woods, you need to dig a hole at least 10 inches deep. You put your duty in there and you cover it up.
Because you don't want animals.
But you do not
around.
Do it near a water source. You do not do it. You do not do the doo-doo near the H2O. Because that's bad. You can contaminate water systems. Because who knows what gross parasites are lurking in your gut and
bowels.
Well, and
as you say that, who knows what gross shit we're drinking. Except... Yeah, no, it's purified vodka, you're fine.
No, this is Everclear.
You are not drinking Everclear.
Yeah, I'm just drinking straight Everclear. Like
no,
water.
You're not.
Sure I am. All day, all night.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm hardcore like that.
Fist bump.
Uh-huh. So you're going to entertain these people while I go relieve myself
just might
not...
Just
Just, in the yard?
This just might be a very short kitchen counter.
Oh, that gets added into another bit of kitchen counter.
No, you do that stuff. I'm just saying this might be a short episode.
Oh, do you like what I do with that stuff?
Of course. I wouldn't be doing it mm-hmm. with you if I didn't.
Don't know that that's true. I'm gonna have to put you up on a lie detector test to see if it is.
Where the fuck are you gonna find one of those?
I'm sure there's an app for it.
A lie detector app?
Yeah, it probably like senses the lie in your voice. But I myself am my own lie detector, so.
Oh, you're good.
I'm not certified or
Mandy,
anything.
Mandy, I've never told you the truth about anything.
You've never told me the truth about
ever.
Anything. That's kind of what I was picking up from you.
Yeah.
Way to confirm it. One thumb up.
But you have two.
I know, but my other one's busy. Not caring.
Who's this caring?
I'd ask you the same question.
Right, because I'm out just like mucking a boot with a bunch of hoots.
Maybe. I mean, I'm not your manager. I'm not your, what are those people when they have like collars on their leg?
I think it's called probation.
Yeah, I'm not your probationary officer. Yeah, not taking that role, thanks. Well, oh, but let's talk about the beard. This might be the only thing that keep, or I'm gonna pee my pants. But.
I'm into.
You're talking about shaving.
Mandy peed in the gazebo, guys.
I've done it many times. Everybody knows this now. It's fine. If you're if you're van camping, it's car camping,
actually
it's actually opposite. Recommended.
No, there's one thing like pee in a cup in the gazebo.
No, the cup spilled. That's why there was pee. You can't be right on all the time. I think that even you know that, and the toilet says so. So let's not be prejudiced about
spilled urine.
Yeah, exactly. He just pees on my cats all the time.
I just pee on the cats all the time. Mm-hmm. This is the most absurd statement you've made it in at least 3 minutes.
You're just chasing them around like, come here, you're so absorbent.
They are. Okay. They actually do seem pretty absorbent.
Yeah, they're losing hair. Like, maybe you can make your own sponge out of it. Let's talk about this beard thing. You say you're going on a clean slate, you're going on your walkabout, and you're gonna have a clean face to go with your journey. Is this real, no. Or are you just telling more lies?
Well, all I do is lie, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, the intention,
mm-hmm.
if not the action, which hasn't occurred.
Right, planning stages.
Is that, yes, I will completely clean shave.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, no woman will be impressed.
Is this so Mandy will recognize you from her youth and be like, oh, I remember that face?
No, I reckon that means I probably won't even make it there.
I just don't understand.
Because so many women are going to be like,
I just don't understand why you don't like
so
it.
So fucking hot.
Just, like, period. I think this would be a great... Yeah. No, don't be distracted. This would be a great opportunity for you to, like, just start a little bit of it here, and then on the next leg of the journey, wherever you stop, you shave more
off. Did you just say the neck leg?
Yeah, neck leg. But everywhere you go to a different place, you could mold your facial hair into what you think that environment would accept until you just end up bald-faced in Maryland. And then you can start growing it back out.
As I come back.
Yeah, so that when you get back here, I'm not like...
Right, because Mandy actually hates my naked face.
Devin has no chin. And so it's distractive. with a beard, he looks like a normal faced person with a chin. But maybe it's, like I said, maybe it's changed over time. We don't know what's happening under there. It's been at least like 9 years.
Right.
Maybe 10.
My chin has grown. Good Lord, Journey.
Hey, that squirrel's an asshole. Don't feed into it. Come up here with your pretty scarf.
Or else
come here.
Get it. Just fucking get it, man.
Climb the tree. You're a tree dog.
You are a tree dog.
You don't know that you're a tree dog.
What is her brand? She has some sort of...
Mountain cur, or also called a Tennessee treeing dog, or also called a blackmouth cur.
Right. She's a tree dog.
She's a tree dog. She should be able to climb about 10 feet up in a tree to catch them squirrels, because she's a squirreling dog.
All she can do is spin in circles and bark. Hey!
Here now. Seriously.
Yerny.
Sally's being a beach. Come on.
Well, she won't.
She's trying to show off for them kitties. She's trying to say, my bark will be like my bite. And they just get higher in the tree, man. You're not even drawing them down to hunt.
Oh, she's an awful hunting dog.
Also with Tennessee treeing dogs or whatever, I think oftentimes the hunters use them to put them up in the tree like that.
She really thinks she's going to get a squirrel.
So the hunter can shoot the squirrel.
Oh, so we need a gun.
At least a BB gun. We could really pull this squirrel population.
Hey, dude.
Deed. Nina. Oh, my God. I'm calling her my dead dog's name. Journey, Ouroboros, Wonder Dog. No.
Wow. just won't have it.
Hey, man. Come here. It's not funny anymore.
I don't think that she even knows that we have neighbors.
Come on. Come on.
Well, dog won't even come to toys. There's squirrels to be got, and she can't get them. Jesus. Oh, hey, good girl.
Judy.
Oh.
Judy.
If that was my kid, it would be grounded right now.
You show those girls what you do to them.
Wow.
Show them.
If there were squirrels, this dog would really fuck them up. But it's a stuffed animal, and she's completely incapable of catching squirrels.
That's not true. She did, remember? We had to pull it from it.
That sucked.
We have a podcast about that. You can go back and listen to some of our squirrel situations. Randy, Sandy, Chunky, and Slim. And then...
What is she doing?
She wants to play, number one. They're taunting her. They don't actually want to play because if that's how she plays, they don't want anything to do with it.
I wouldn't either.
No, man. Sometimes she goes at my arm and I'm like, hey, simmer down now.
Simmer the fuck down, dog.
Or rather I say gentle, which is...
Hey, tree jumper.
What?
There you go.
That scared him off, though, efficiently.
Mm-hmm. You showed him.
You showed him? Those dumb squirrels.
Idiots. Fucking idiots.
I see him. Even this morning when we were waiting for that guy to pick up the watch parts and stuff.
For the guy to pick up the watch parts.
Yeah. So there is one specific squirrel that was really egging her on. And then it came slowly down the tree. And they just kind of blend in a little bit unless they're moving and they're doing that tail waggling shit that's like, hey, 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 I'm here. And she's like, holding all of her composure in the little, you know, enclave in the bush. Like, it's chill over here and I'm watching you. Then that little asshole runs, the squirrel, runs down halfway into the yard. So it's getting closer. You can just see her start to shake. And then it goes bolting off across the road. And my theory, as I've said before, is that they are trying to lead cats and dogs into traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, dude.
Get your baby.
She did. She has it. My goodness, Jenny.
Anyway, she, despite the barking flaws at times, has such an amazing personality and a wonderful resilience, and overall tends to listen. You show them, you get it.
She's a great dog. Do you want to talk about Chinese food?
What about it? We had it last night.
I'm not a fan anymore, I don't think.
Okay, well then don't ask for it again. Listen, I can't go out there again without peeing my pants.
You need to go pee. Let's just stop this now. Good job.
More you want.